If you have a disability in the U.S., you're more than twice as likely to be poor as someone without a disability. The gap has been widening since the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed 25 years ago this Sunday. The law was supposed to expand economic opportunity for the 58 million disabled Americans, but it hasn't always worked that way. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on one young man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and his efforts to become self-sufficient.
Emeka Naga is an ambitious, outgoing 27-year-old. He's also paralyzed from the chest down. 6 years ago, he played semi-pro football for the Oklahoma Thunder, went to make a tackle, and broke his neck.
I remember players saying, "Mecca, like, you know, you got to get up, let's go." And I remember telling him, "You know, give me a second, you know." And 1 second turned to 2 seconds, turned to 3 seconds, and then the trainers came out and...
His life had changed forever. Today, he gets around in a motorized wheelchair. His long legs dangle over the footrests as he greets friends at a center where he works out.
What's up, bro?
How's it going?
It goes well, man. It goes well. You doing all right?
Emeka Naga is a big guy, 6'5", and a perpetual optimist. He wants to finish undergraduate school this summer, get a master's degree in human relations, become a counselor, maybe someday have a home and a family he can support.
So you get to meet Savannah.
Who's Savannah?
My van.
Savannah is what he calls his new handicapped accessible van. It could be the key to his success. He got the van last December after friends launched an online fundraising campaign with the hashtag MakeMeccaMobile.
Could you hand me that white cord?
Naga plugs in a smartphone for directions. He's still learning his way around. He used to rely on a special lift service provided by the city, but those rides had to be booked at least a day in advance and often involved long waits.
I spend about 3 hours in transportation daily when I was riding the lift. So think about like 3 hours out of your day in which you're not doing anything.
Now he's in the driver's seat, and he's doing something today that's highly unusual for someone with a disability. He's going to a staffing agency to fill out paperwork for a job. Less than 20% of disabled adults are employed, one reason so many are poor. Naga's been hired part-time by United Way to talk about their work, but when we get to the staffing agency, there's a problem.
See that little strip?
Yeah.
That's not enough for me to get my ramp out and...
Really?
At all.
The handicap space is a bit too narrow, so he has to park over the line. When Naga wheels to the front door, there's also no button he can push to open it. This place was built before the ADA, so it's not required. I asked Naga what he'd do if I weren't there.
If you weren't here, I would.
He wedges the side of one arm under the handle, cracking the door open slightly. He then wiggles his chair back and forth like a crowbar until he's inside. He then gets into a nearby elevator, but he has no room to turn.
This elevator is tiny. You push two.
Now, how would you have pushed two?
Oh, see, now that's a good question.
He says he'd probably have to wait until someone came by and ask for help. It's almost unbearable watching this former athlete struggle through even the smallest task. He has limited use of his hands and has to move the computer mouse with a clenched fist to fill out 9 pages of forms at the staffing agency, including answering questions about his abilities.
Reading, yep. Crawling, no. Counting, yep. Standing. No.
Naga says one problem for people with disabilities is that many companies don't think they're up to the job. He hopes to prove them wrong.
All right. We're out of here. See you
Bye.
Guys. Thank
it's
y'all.
Nice meeting you.
Of course, Emeka Naga has a lot going for him. He's extremely popular with a huge network of friends. When we pull up to a gas station, he uses his knuckles to tap out a number on the cell phone.
Keegan, what's up? It's Emeka. I am at Pump 14 and could use some assistance.
Naga comes here because he knows one of the guys working inside. He soon arrives at the car window.
What's up, boss man?
We're getting done.
I am going to fill up on gas, and I am going to get... What kind of tequilas you guys got in there?
Chicken, steak, pepper jack, cheesy pepper jack, and habanero.
Naga says he's determined to make something of his life because so many people have helped him to get as far as he has, especially his father, who moved here from Georgia after the accident and has cared for Naga ever since, bathing him, dressing him, cooking, and cleaning.
This is my dad.
Hi, how are you? Nice
Fine.
To meet you.
How
my name
are you?
Is Pam.
Thank
Hi.
You.
The two share a small 2-bedroom apartment subsidized by the government. It's on the ground floor, which is good. although the bathroom door is too narrow for Naka's wheelchair, so he can't get in.
Dad, can I have a Gatorade?
Like many with disabilities, Naka relies on government aid, which he'd prefer not to be on. Oklahoma has helped him with school expenses and retrofitting his van. He also gets Medicare and about $700 a month in Social Security disability benefits. But there's a catch. Naka will lose his federal aid if he saves more than $2,000.
The system is not set up to succeed.
Naka says this asset limit holds back many disabled people who would like to work. It was a huge problem for him when cash donations started pouring in for his van.
And I had $4,000 in my closet. So it was like, okay.
In your closet?
Yeah, I mean, I was just taking, couldn't put it anywhere, you know.
Congress has agreed that the savings limit is a problem, and last year it passed legislation that will soon allow some people with disabilities to set up special accounts that are exempt. Emeka Naka thinks 25 years after the ADA, many doors have been opened, but not enough.
There's so much more that people with disabilities need to be inclusive and included in this society, to have just the same opportunity that anybody else has.
He says, unfortunately, the ADA has led many people to believe that all the barriers are gone. Pam Fessler, NPR News.